7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. So if you're up and about, making your coffee, collecting the morning paper, give us a call, and we'll work together to prepare you for the beginning of a brand new season. It's official. It's spring. I know for some of you it doesn't look like it, but it is here, and it will get better. I know it's been very difficult. We put out our newsletter on Thursday and had many comments on me telling people to start to prepare to prune the roses. After all, the traditional time for pruning roses is opening day for the baseball season. And that's just 12 days away. So I've made a list of about 25 things that you should be thinking about doing. And it depends on where you live. If you live in central to northern Maine, if you live in most of Vermont, part of New Hampshire, part of New York State, you just can't do it yet because there's a lot of snow on the ground in places, and it just seems to keep coming. So it makes it difficult, but there are things that you can do on the list from the newsletter that will help to get you motivated, and you know that there are things that need to be done. We can't just say, well, we're going to wait. Get out there and let's get gardening. And, you know, the number one thing, if the snow is gone, is to get your bamboo rake or that plastic type rake and start raking the lawn if it's open. And you want to get that matted grass all fluffed up and so that the air can circulate around it. And that will eliminate a lot of diseases that occur during the late March and April season. The number one disease is snow mold. And it occurs when you have low areas in the lawn, you have some clay in your soil, and once it develops, it will spread on grass that's laying down on itself, kind of a domino-type factor. So by raking those low spots, getting all the plant debris out, fluffing up the grass so it's up straight and the lawn clean, you have less of a problem because you have better air circulation around the plant. The sun can penetrate the ground better because you've gotten rid of all of that dead organic matter. And don't just throw it away. If you're making a compost pile, put it in your compost pile. Or start a new compost pile with it, and then you can start with either a straight fertilizer to green it up, I know a lot of us have forgotten what green looks like. Or, if you had a lot of crabgrass last year, let's get the fertilizer and crabgrass preventer on that lawn. This is the time right now. And again, you know, gardening books are designed for the average year. This is not an average year. We're running behind because of the weather, the temperature, but we will catch up. You know, my house in Maine right now, we're 30 degrees, but that's a lot warmer than it was a week ago and a lot warmer than a week and 2 weeks ago. So you have to start to get out there and look around, see what needs to be done. But I think one of the most important things is to really get that lawn worked on, if at all possible. Now, it's still, you know, too early to mow, but how about starting the lawnmower? Put some fresh gas. Look at the blade. And if you haven't changed the blade in a while, it's probably pretty dull. It could be even bent and twisted if you mow the grass like I do and hit everything that's in the way. So maybe time to put a new blade on. Change the oil. And if that's not something that you can do, get it serviced now. Because it's just a matter of 2 or 3 weeks. Everybody's going to be bringing it down to have it repaired and tuned up. And then you're going to have a 2 or 3 week wait to get it done. So start the lawnmower, get it running. Put the fresh oil in it, and, you know, the blade, have it sharpened or buy a new blade. I have two blades, so that when one gets dull, I take it off, put the other blade on, and then take the dull one and have it sharpened. And that way it cuts a lot better. Now, if you mow the grass with a dull blade, instead of cutting it, it rips it. So if you look at the blade of grass and you get a nice sharp edge, that means your blade's in good shape. If you mow the grass and you pick up some of the blades, you'll see that they're jagged and frayed. That's telling you that your lawnmower blade is dull. So instead of cutting it, it rips it. And what happens is, because you've ripped the grass, diseases can get in it. It can't seal itself correctly. It can't make a scab to block out problems because it's frayed. And then, if the weather conditions are right, then you get fungus diseases. So, you know, if you're not sure, mow a little patch, look at the grass, and if it's frayed, take it off. Get a new one and have the old one sharpened if it's still in good shape. And that will make a world of difference. Now, the other thing that you can do is, if you're not going to be using a crabgrass preventer, because you didn't have a lot of crabgrass, but your lawn looks thin, you can put down grass seed at this time of the year. And what I would suggest that you do, get it all raked and clean. And if you've got a good size yard, go to a power equipment company. And you want to rent a machine called a seed slicer. And a seed slicer is similar to a lawnmower, except it has 20-25 blades that will spin vertically, and it will cut a groove in your lawn. And as it does, the grass seed will fall in that groove, and it's in a trench, not sitting on top of the lawn. And because it's in contact with soil, And, you know, the rains traditionally during April is, you know, common. You're going to have germination a lot sooner. So if you've got the time now, you can plant grass seed. Jonathan Green has several blends depending on if it's sun or shade. Bonides, get some great grass seed for sun or shade. So visit your local nursery, garden center, talk with them, and remember, if you're putting down grass seed, you cannot use a broadleaf weed killer or a crabgrass preventer at the same time. One or the other. So if your grass is really, really thin, then I would plant some grass seed, even though it is the 23rd of March. It can go down, and you'll end up with some nice green grass. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Coming up at 8 o'clock is Vegetable School, and we're going to be talking about squash, summer squash, and winter squash. If we have time, pumpkins. And a great...
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's armory listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document?
Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have up first today?
First up, we've got Mary from Mass with a question about rhododendron.
Mary, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I live in a condominium, and they don't take very good care of the foundation plants. And I have a sick rhododendron. Last fall, I gave it some organic fertilizer around it. But this year, I want to know, is there something extra I can do? When can I cut off all the dead branches?
Okay, anything that's dead. And what you want to do, Mary, is look at your rhododendron. And sometimes it's only the foliage. And with the amount of snow and cold weather, there's going to be a lot of damage on broadleaf plants. So if the stem is wrinkled, that's a sign that you've got some dehydration in that plant. And I would wait another couple of weeks. If it's just the foliage, then some of that can be pulled right off the plant. When you're cleaning around it, if there's discolored, either brown or yellow, and then use a good fertilizer like Holytone that's made by Espoma, and it has a lot of the mycorrhizae and the beneficial fungus that's been added to it, or Dr. Earth for broadleaf evergreens. And that's got what they call a probiotic mixture of all these little creatures that live in the soil that really help to build it up and make your plants nice and green again. So if the frost is out of the ground and you can clean around it, clean the plant, you know, prune it up a little bit, but just don't prune a branch that's got a great big fat bud on it, because that's a flower bud. The ones that are pointed almost, those are buds that will make a new branch. So the big fat buds, leave them there. That's the flower. And if it's wrinkled, then that's a sign that you've got some damage on your plants. And, you know, I'd still wait a little bit. You know, the weather still really hasn't stabilized, as I said earlier, it's 30 degrees at my house, but that's warmer than it's been in a long, long time for this time of the day. But we still have snow on the ground, and where the plow's been, and the guy that plows the snow in my driveway, man, that pile's got to be like 10 feet high. I don't think I'm ever going to see grass grow when that snow melts. And we'll just take our time, you know, clean where you can. And, you know, if your perennial bed is exposed to the sunlight and the snow has come off, cut back all of your dead perennials. If you didn't do it last year, get it raked, get it clean. And then you can spread a light feeding of a good organic perennial fertilizer, and that will make a big difference. Again, Espoma has a good perennial fertilizer. Dr. Earth has a good fertilizer. And then there's a new company called Natural Alternative. And they're all organic. And they have a wonderful lawn care program. And they have an all-organic fertilizer for the lawn, for the perennials and roses and things like that. So, you know, take it slow, but try and get out in the yard and get a little bit done at a time. And before long, we'll be out there full time. So the time is catching up. Okay, so think positive. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Mass with a question about voles.
Hey, Bob. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm waiting for spring.
Bob, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break. And as soon as you come back, we'll start the half hour with you, and we'll talk about your moles and ways that you can get rid of them, okay?
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome, and you are listening to Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are talking with Bob. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How can we help you out today?
My lawn was heavily hit by either mold, that's an M, or voles, that's a V, last year. I had many trails in the lawn, dead grass, and some mounds appeared that were never there before. I don't know what to do about it or how to take care of them. My lawn is completely surrounded by forest,
yep.
And I do have a bird bath and bird feeders on the edge of the lawn in some areas. So where do I go from here to get rid of those things?
Okay. The... It is probably a mold, a vole with a V is a vegetarian, and a vole would be found in like a perennial bed, and he would be eating like iris bulbs or daylily roots and tubers. And, you know, something fleshy, while a mole would be in the lawn and he would be eating grubs in your lawn. So if it's in the middle of your lawn, it is probably a mole. And there are a couple of products that you can put down. So what you would do is you would rake the lawn, get it clean, and any of the tunnels that you see as you're raking, stamp them down with the heel of your foot and really collapse them to make it difficult for these rodents to get around in your property, and just get everything clean. Any of the hills, just smash them with the heel of your foot and really, really make it difficult for this animal to get down there. Now, what you want to do is to either get the liquid or a granular product that you can spray or use a spreader and apply to your lawn. And it is something called Mole Max. It's made by Bonide. It is very, very effective, and it's something that you want to put down right now because it will drive them out and they will not come back. And what you would do is you would put it down and then put your drag out the hose and sprinkler. If there's no rain in the forecast in the immediate future, and that will wash it in and it will drive them away. So the best one is called Mole Max. There is also one that they make called Repels All, and it's a liquid, and you would spray it. It's also a granular product, and it's available at your local nursery, but Mole Max is probably the most effective way of getting rid of it. And it's a very easy process. It's made with castor oil, so it's not going to hurt any family pets or the kids playing on your lawn. And the way that it works is you apply it to the lawn, and as these creatures begin to dig in the grass, they get the castor oil on them. And the castor oil, they don't like the feel of it, and they start to scratch, and it coats their skin with it, and they will move out of the area very, very quickly. So it irritates their skin. They don't like it. And if they eat a grub that's got the castor oil in it, castor oil is a laxative. So the moles are eating grubs. They're eating earthworms, which we need in our soil. They coat it with the castor oil, and they get it in their belly. Castor oil is a laxative. They get the runs. They know that, hey, I better not go there because every time I do, I get sick. And they will move away. So treat the area with the Mole Max. Water it in thoroughly. Drag out the hose and really soak it unless there's rain due in the immediate future. And that will solve the problem and they'll go away. But, you know, as you're raking with the heel of your foot, and if you see a tunnel, just walk on it, mash it down hard. It will make it difficult for them to move, and they will get out and go back into the wooded area. Anything else we can help you with?
No, I'm going to try that, and hopefully this year I get my nice, green, beautiful lawn back again.
Yeah, the sooner you can do it, it's going to make a big difference, because right now there's still frost, and they have a run that's in the top foot, but they also have a tunnel that will take them down below the frost line. So if the winter is cold, they're 3-4 feet below the ground. And as the spring arrives, they go up their tunnels. If they hit soft soil, that's when they start to almost rototill, looking for earthworms and Japanese beetle grubs. So if you can treat the area, They won't find the food that they want, and they'll move back into the woods where they're going to have nice, clean food, and they can eat all the grubs they want in your lawn, in your wooded area, but you don't want them in your lawn.
Okay, so even though, like, I expect that all the snow will be gone off the lawn probably mid-next week if it doesn't snow again. So it's okay even though it, you know, may not be, you know, totally frost-free to go ahead and do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what I've done in a situation like this, I mean, I still have snow in most of the lawn. Any place that's open, I'll just take my snow shovel and I'll go out on the lawn, and where I have open areas, I'll shovel some of the snow where it's deep and spread it on the open areas of my lawn to try and melt it even faster. But, you know, we just need a warm period. We need sun all day long, and it will melt. And once it's really open, then just get that Molmax and water it in. It will penetrate the ground, and it will drive them out of your yard.
Okay. That's good news, Paul.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
One thing that I have to tell all of you, we left Kennebunk a couple days ago. My oldest son, Matthew, and his wife have been trying to have kids for 8 years. Didn't have any luck. And yesterday, they adopted our first grandchild. Baby was born on Friday. And we were here for the birth of the baby. Baby will be coming home, so I'm going to be staying, and my wife will be staying in Florida for a couple of weeks to help out with the baby in the early stages and enjoy our first grandchild. And we are all excited, and things are green here in Florida. And they've had a cold winter, so they're still running behind here. And people planting in gardens are running behind. And I stopped at a couple of nurseries, and they're saying the same thing. The January and February in Florida, the weather was cold, and people put off doing a lot of landscaping. Matthew was telling me he had 3 or 4 mornings in January where the temperatures were in the mid to low 20s, and he's in central Florida, about an hour and a half north of Orlando. He's in the Ocala area. So, Grandpa is in real good mood this morning, and my wife is just flying. I don't think her feet have hit the floor in 3 days. But we're having a great time and enjoying our first grandchild in the sunshine of Florida. But we'll be back home before long and continue the process of getting rid of the snow and getting the yard ready for the arrival of warm weather. Spring is here, but we need some heat so that we can clean up the yards and get ready for the planting and season and, you know, edging the beds and putting down the mulch and all that kind of stuff. So, it's fun. But if you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Maine with a question about deer.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hello, Paul, and congratulations. I just heard your news.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm next town over from you guys, and for the first time this year, even though I'm east of Route 1, I had deer come into the backyard. And it was just 2 young deer that came through occasionally and actually ate some feed under the cedar. That's how deep the snow was, I guess.
Yeah.
But my question is, I have a mountain laurel which I treasured but had been in a bad spot. I moved it about 2 years ago when it was starting to get a lot better, and they stripped the leaves. What can I do? Should I do? Will it come back?
The plant will come back.
Thank you.
Where the leaf is attached to the stem, right in that crotch, there is a dormant bud just for that purpose. So if the leaf was eaten by an animal, or we had winter damage and the leaf turned brown, there's a bud there that will produce a brand new leaf. So what I want you to do is clean up around it. Anything mm-hmm. that's brown or wrinkle, prune it back, and then fertilize it with either Holly Tone or the Dr. Earth for acid-loving plants.
Okay.
And then I would put a little bit of mulch around it, and that will help to hold some moisture during the heat of summer. But as soon as the weather gets nice, we get into May, that plant will make all kinds of new leaves, and it will come right back. I had a situation behind my house several years ago, and I planted yews, some small yews, and made a circular garden. And I sheared them all up nice and planted flowers in the center of the circle. Well, the deer got in, and I ended up with a crescent moon-shaped garden. And I cleaned them up. It took 3 years. It's now caught up to the existing plants that were not eaten, and you would never know. So things will get better. So feed them, clean them, and just wait. They'll be back.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green MagiCal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal, the new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we will help you to have a great gardening season. Tom, do we have any open? Do we have an open line, or do we have callers? We have some open lines, so call right now. We'll get you right through. I want to tell you about a great fertilizer. It's called Natural Alternative. It's totally organic, and it's made by a company that I'm really, really excited about. They all work for a company called Organica. And it was a great company several years ago. And the company decided that they wanted to do commercial only, sell only in 50-pound bags. So they went to golf courses and big maintenance company and was no longer available to the homeowner. And the people that worked there were really upset. So they started this new company, Natural Alternatives. And it's a very, very unique product. First of all, it's phosphorus free, which is great because if you live near water, you don't have to worry about it hurting the ponds, the lakes, the streams, and growing green algae. It's organic, so it's going to last longer than a synthetic fertilizer like Scott's because it's all natural. It's organic base, and it will help to make your soil a lot better. It will encourage fungi and bacteria And it's a product that you can find in your local nursery and garden center. And they actually have a 5-step program to help to rebuild the soil. And it will encourage the earthworms to come back. And once the earthworms come back, the worms, as they dig through the soil, are going to have earth castings that will make the soil a lot richer. And it will solve a lot of problems. They also have a fertilizer with corn gluten that will take care of various types of grassy weeds and broadleaf weeds. So if you're thinking of going organic, the name of the company is Natural Alternative. And I know you're going to be happy with it. I'm going to be putting it down on my lawn for the second time and had great results with it last year. So check it out when you go to your local nursery. And it's unique because it comes in a box with a handle. It's not in a bag. Easy to handle, easy to apply, and it's all organic and natural. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Claire from Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
Claire, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I listen to you quite faithfully. I have a question. I didn't get to cut down the brown balls that are still on the hydrangea, and I'd like to do it now that the snow has gone, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
How far down do I cut, or do I cut as high as possible?
Okay. Is it the blue, the pink?
The blue.
It's the blue type?
Yes.
Okay. On the blue type, you want to cut it just below the flower.
Okay.
Unless the plant is getting to be really tall and you feel that you'd like to bring it down a little bit, then you can do that. And that's something that you can start now.
Okay.
Okay. So just take a trash barrel out with you, a pair of hand pruners. Cut them one at a time, and if it's a low branch, just below the actual flower, clean it up, and if you want to start feeding them, you can take a product like Holly Tone, which will keep it on the blue side, and if you want it more on the pink, then you want to use Plant Tone and a little bit of wood ash from your fireplace or some turf turbo to turn it pink.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.